You're listening to the audio production of The Owner's Manual for Christians, The Essential Guide for a God-Honoring Life by Charles R. Swindoll, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Maurice England.
Dedication. It has been my privilege to work alongside some of God's choicest servants for many years. The harmony we have enjoyed, the accomplishments we have achieved, and the pleasures we have known while serving our Lord together at Stonebriar Community Church and Insight for Living have been among the highlights of my ministry. Because of their mutual love for Christ as Lord and their unswerving commitment to excellence in all they do, I joyfully dedicate this volume to these five faithful friends: Paul Brewer, Bill Gimelick, Charlton Hyatt, Carol Spencer, Wayne Stiles. Introduction. Quick Start Guide. When all else fails, read the instructions. That little seven-word warning ought to appear on every electric train set, every plastic model, every backyard swing set in a 2-ton package, every high-tech gizmo. Anything that comes disassembled or requires electricity. Don't try to pretend this doesn't apply to you. I have no doubt that, just like me, you have looked at a seemingly harmless kit and tossed the manual aside, convinced that good old common sense would be good enough. Like most intelligent men and women, you thought you could put it together without the help of instructions. I recall one particular time I looked at a simple swing set kit and thought, "Man, a guy with my ability shouldn't have any problem with that." So an hour later, after making a complete mess of the project, I looked for the instructions. Obviously, a sarcastic sage had prepared the instruction manual, because across the top of the first page, in very small, inoffensive type, the opening line read, "Now that you have made a mess of things, please start over and follow these instructions." For a brief moment, I wondered if the author knew me personally and had written those words just for me. How could he have possibly known what I was going to do? The fact is, he didn't know me. There was nothing supernatural going on. The sage simply understood human nature. It is part of our fallen, selfish, proud disposition to do things our way. And only when the consequences of failure become overwhelming do we seek help. Therefore, manufacturers have not only accepted this stubborn tendency, they have anticipated our short-sightedness by including a quick start guide with the normal instruction manual.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?